Hello, this is Mike Coetzee from Light Opera Works, where we are presenting Jerry Herman's classic musical comedy, Mame. I'm here today with Mame herself, Nancy Hayes. It's one of the great iconic roles of American musical theater stage.
I think it's Jerry Herman's most fantastic score. And to be a middle-aged woman and to have a role like this is such a meaty part. And she's glamorous.
Absolutely.
You know, when you get to be an older woman, a lot of times the roles are not glamorous anymore. So I think this is a very appropriate musical for the times because it is a departure from a lot of the negativity that's going on, and it helps us to focus on living life to the fullest. And boy, that's a great thing to do.
Absolutely.
Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before.
You are making your Light Opera Works debut with this wonderful title role. You've been more of a musical performer than a performer of musicals, is that right?
I've done a lot of things in the entertainment industry that weren't necessarily theatrical, more concert.
Tell us a little bit about that. I've been looking at your resume and see that you've performed with a lot of big names.
I have. I started in musical theater, the Little Theater on the Square.
Oh, in Sullivan.
Yes. I'm from Central Illinois. I grew up there. And then I did a lot of theme park performances at Six Flags over Mid-America, and I spent 2 years at Opryland, USA. And then I went to college, graduate school at Northwestern, actually, and then put together an act and went out on the road and performed with a band. And that took us all over the place. I went everywhere from Las Vegas to New York City to lots of different places on the road and learned what it was like to manage musicians and the scope of an agent and all those things. And then I started performing at the Willowbrook Ballroom, which is in the suburbs, doing big band music. And I also started doing country music with a country music band from downstate Illinois where I grew up. And the country music took me into opening for Conway Twitty and Ronnie Millsap and Glenn Campbell. And then my interest in big band music and show music took me into opening for Tommy Tune, Rita Rudner, George Burns. So I had two different musical things going at once, and it was ideal for me because when I started having kids, it enabled me to keep performing, but to select dates, unlike a lot of theatrical performers that are in a run of a show, and they don't have that kind of flexibility. I didn't do musical theater until my last child is in high school now, so before, and I was able to jump back in last year into some incredible opportunities that
I had. Tell us about those. I know that you've been playing Judy Garland.
I have been, and that's happened by a wonderful stroke of luck and a great relationship with a conductor, Robert Benson. Robert, many years ago, started working on a musical called Heavenly Evening, where Cole Porter, Noel Coward, Judy Garland, Ethel Merman, and Frank Sinatra meet in between heaven and who knows where. It's a fantastic show. Robert cast me for a staged reading. And then at that staged reading, David Zack, who was directing Boy from Oz, happened to be there when he was looking to cast Judy Garland.
So that got you back onto the theatrical stage.
Yes, to play the iconic Judy Garland and now to play the iconic Mame is a tall order, but I feel like these women are just such unique performers, and they're altos, which is great for me.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again.
It's the most adorable story about this family that's formed, you know, with this aunt and her nephew, and as he grows up, the sadness that Mame experiences, realizing that he's no longer a little boy and he makes his own decisions, and she embraces that. But there's a transition there that I think every parent can relate to, and yet it's such a tender story. And the Patricks, the young Patrick and the older Patrick, are both fantastic performers, and there's also another little boy.
Yeah, I know our director, Rudy Hogenmiller, was just delighted when those boys turned up at auditions because they both just knocked it out of the park.
great voices and great acting skills and natural instincts. And
then the one gets to grow up to be Justin Adair, which is not a bad deal.
He's such a great singer, and he's such a tender person, and he's just wonderful. And then our Vera, I can barely contain myself.
The incomparable MR.
She's just amazing.
Mary Robin Roth, who, of course, Light Opera Works audiences have seen in many productions, including the other great Jerry Herman show, Hello, Dolly. She's returning as Vera Charles, the tart-tongued actress. And that's the other thing that's wonderful about this show. As you say, it's tender, it's warm, it's uplifting. But it's got this vein of acid, leavens the sentiment, and really just makes it a delight.
And Alicia as Goose.
Now that I can't wait to see. Alicia Burnesh, who we've seen in many leading soprano roles, really gets to let her hair down this time in the unabashedly comic role of Agnes Gooch.
I'm so overcome by the performances around me, and then there's this energetic, vivacious, wonderful, young cast of ensemble characters. There's going to be tangos, there's going to be wonderful numbers with lifts, and I get to do things that I have not had the chance to do that make me feel youthful and fun.
And you get to fly.
I get to be on the moon and fall off it.
Wow, well, I just can't wait to see you up on the moon. That was Nancy Hayes, the leading lady of Maine at Light Opera Works, running in August. Thank you so much for listening.